No Diddy. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Marlon once again on the Blowdown. We're here live and in effect. April 2024. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling out there? Wish everybody peace and blessings. Bless up. Anybody that hears my voice, bless up. Peace and blessing. Got a lot to get into. But first, my man, Sean, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Brother Love, Combs, getting sued, multiple lawsuits. Of course, the one from Cassie that he settled like the next day within 24 hours, $30 million. Well, she settled out. Maybe she didn't get 30, but she at least got a good 10. After the lawyers, if she walked away with about 6 or 7, that's a good deal. But we have Lil Rod, a producer nobody's heard of, that helped him co-produce his last album, The Love Record, which was released on Love Records / Motown, his new record label. And he got some wild, serious claims from Young Miami, bringing in, transporting pink cocaine to allegedly Stevie J, sexual videotapes, him and Puffy harassing him and rubbing on his anus. It's just all type of crazy shit. You have to read the documentations. I think it's all bullshit, to tell you the truth. I think that he didn't get paid, because I think originally he wanted 50K and only got like 29. And I think this is just a money grab, following the lead of Cassie. I think it's all bullshit. Another thing that you guys probably won't believe, I believe Puffy's not gay. You know, I believe he's a metrosexual, and a metrosexual is not a gay man per se. He's just a guy that, you know, takes care of his appearance. That's very detail oriented, and you know, type of dude to get pedicures and manicures and, you know, make sure his lineup is straight, you know, regular shit, you know, what they call them metrosexuals. But I don't know. Nobody knows for sure unless you been in the bedroom with a nigga. You don't know what a nigga does in their personal life. But I've been around Puffy, and he was cool every time I hung out with him. I got a crazy Puffy story, and I'ma share on another occasion, probably on the video portion of the podcast, The Blowdown. And we will be back, just reorganizing, getting things better, a new set, and all that good stuff. Check out the on YouTube, The Blowdown with me and my special guest, Miss D. But yeah, so I don't think he gay. I mean, he smashed the baddest chicks from Misa Hilton, from Kim Porter, who was Albie Shore baby mama, just snatched her from Albie Shore. She was a secretary, a personal assistant of Andre Harrell, just snatched Albie Shore baby mama from him. And he's putting all these posts and of them together and all that, but he never wifed her up. I don't know. He even put up a post about his son Quincy, who was adopted by Sean P. Diddy Combs, and told him to come on home. So it's been wild, crazy shit. You know, everybody's attacking Puffy. 50 Cent's been trolling Puffy relentless. You know, another claim was that his baby mother Daphne Joy was a sex worker. Also, you know, P. Diddy had these sex workers on payroll that he just, you know, whenever he want to party, he drops the line on them. He taps in with them, drop a bag on them. Young Miami, Daphne Joy, you know, it's crazy. So, but his house was raided. His homes were raided in NYC, Miami, Star Island, LA. But, you know, he's been hanging out, you know, riding his bike, chilling with Stevie J. Stevie J even offered to shoot the fair one with 50 for him to catch a fade, you know. But Sean P. Diddy's a gangster. He's a gangster for real. Y'all just don't know all the things he done put bags on people, you know, people's heads. He's a G for real. But I keep you posted on the story. As of now, there's no criminal charges. So, you know, we'll just wait to take that. See what happens to my man P. Diddy and the Bad Boy Empire. He's also sold all his shares in Revolt and have no more ties with Revolt TV. He's still up. Don't get it fucked up. He still got a Billy on him. Still got that B. So, we'll see what happens. But for now, it's the Blowdown. Check you out later. One.